Welcome to the first of our series of conversations on disabilities with the OVCI South Sudan. And today we are focusing on the club foot. We would like to understand club foot and the work that is being done to address it through treatment here in South Sudan. And to help us to do that, we have Hakim Clement, who is a physiotherapist working with the children living with disabilities at the Usratuna Rehabilitation Center. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you, presenter of the Mirai FM. Mm. Thank you very much for hosting me today to talk about the club foot. I'm by name Hakim Clement Emmanuel, a physiotherapist working with the OBCI at Usratuna Rehabilitation Center for Children. It is a pleasure today to talk about the club foot, which is a dangerous disability that is affecting the lives of our children or that are born with this deformity called club foot.
Right. Thank you so much, Hakim, for making out time to come and speak to us today. So for the benefit of the listener who may not be familiar with this condition, what is club foot?
The word club foot, scientifically or in the medical term, it is called talipes equinovirus, which is the congenital deformity of the foot. Where the child or a baby is born with. It can maybe affect one leg, one foot, or both foot. So this deformity is indeed causing a lot, is one of the commonest congenital abnormality. The word congenital means the child is born with. So during the development of the child, maybe during the pregnancy inside the womb, then there may be this condition happen, and where the child is born with this condition called club foot, the feet are turned inward and maybe downward like a curb, is twisted in the curb. And this is usually seen in when the child is born. For those who already know, they refer to the physiotherapists that are concerned so that immediate treatment can be done. It can start maybe when the child is 7 to 10 months and above up to 2 years.
Right.
Yeah.
So that is reversible.
Yeah.
You can reverse the condition. Can you?
Then the condition, I think, is not reversible unless it is treated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So how does it affect the life of someone who lives with it?
You see, we know when you see people who are already old, you see there are some even working when the foot is already deformed. So this means the club foot, which happened when he was still young and he has not had any treatment, or there's no way what can be done during that time.
Okay. So here in South Sudan, how common is this condition?
Yeah, in fact, the statistic reveals that this condition, in fact, is really affecting a lot of the lives of children born with this condition. It is really common. We can see in all parts of South Sudan, which is the only center where Usratuna we are treating this. In the whole of South Sudan, imagine. And many are even referred every month to our center for treatment. For those who know by relative, may be told where to be to get assistance or treatment, they are referred to Usratuna. And in back, a huge number. Every week we receive new cases that really need, and apart from others who do not know where they need to be treated, because the statistic exactly is not known.
Right. And I can only imagine, you're the only center in South Sudan. Like, how many cases do you treat?
In the day, impact is so tiresome. You see, in a day, it's not an easy thing. You may reach to 20 cases that we treat. And even more than that, because there are already others who are in follow-up, in review, those who have already treated, because it is not in one day treatment. It takes a long time. Imagine when the child may be from 1 week up to follow-up to maybe 4 to 5 years. Imagine this process is very long in treating this case.
Wow. And are you the only physiotherapist, or how many are you at the center?
In fact, the only trained physiotherapists were 80 number. Those who are trained, exactly, they know the treatment and follow the treatment and can really make the condition become better. They are 80 number.
Okay.
In the center.
Right, and you're the ones handling the cases.
Yeah, we are the one handling the cases in Eswatini, and IMPACT is a professional. It need professionalism that requires, but we are doing the best, and we hope that really we need to commit ourselves to curb this condition that rising or affecting our children in the Republic of South Sudan.
Right. So far, what are some of the challenges that are associated with accessing treatment in South Sudan?
Yeah, in fact, the accessing of treatment is one is the long distance that people are supposed to, the long distance, imagine inside the whole of South Sudan. Let me take for instance, if he, this case is known or identified in maybe Alpha Nile there, and the problem to refer this child to here in terms of transport, in terms of the cost, even living accommodation where this child will be host, is also so challenging. And the cost is also another challenge is people, when they come started the treatment, they think that the treatment is just maybe within 1 week, or it's like just you take medicine or drug and you recover. But the process is very long. Then many people give up on the way. And this is another challenge. And also, those who are treated and they went back to their villages, also coming back for follow-up or for review is also a challenging. They may not be have transfer also to come back. So this is the major, and there are many, many challenges that really are affecting our lives not to access the treatment.
Right. And let's just talk about your work, and just to make us also understand, what sort of therapy do you apply as treatment, and how does this contribute to the healing process of the child or the person who is facing the condition?
Yeah, I think the treatment, basically we are doing it once a week, every Tuesday. We did the treatment. Then the treatment, we are using a method called Ponseti method. I think Ponseti method is embedded by or started by a doctor called Ignacio Ponseti, who was born in 1914 and is died in even 2009. He established this method, which is very effective. Simple and cost-effective method that we is widely used now in the world, because we have the evidence base that we see the improvement and the treatment is going well. This Ponseti method is a long process. The process starts with the when the like for instance when the child has arrived come to the center, we first of all do the consultation and assessment. After assessing, then immediately put the child in treatment, and the treatment is use the casting. Casting is the this you cast with the plaster of Paris. They call in locally people call in Arabic called gibis, where we do manipulation. We correct the deformity, because the deformity signifies with different sign. There is the word you abbreviated it kef. There is kevas, where the word is twisted inside. There's adductor which pushes the word the food also inside, and there is equinus. So you corrected this in the first. We correct the kevas. After correcting the kevas, series of casting will maybe 4 to 8 weeks. This is the process of correcting this food. Then now after correcting, we go to the second phase, which is the maintaining phase. Because when you correct and we don't support with the suits, we have a suits called the braces. These braces are made, others are made locally, others are made in the standard way. This one locally we have in the center where it's made locally, usually the shoes like a normal shoes, but it's attached to a bar at a 70 degree of this abduction where the food is curved in order to maintain that position of the food as the normal food of a normal or a normal child.
Right.
So it is maintained there. And this is the phase, the crucial part that is very, very important. That many parents or caregivers, when they see the food is already corrected, they disappeared and they thought that it's already, that is the end.
That is not the end?
Yeah, it's not yet the end. If it's not maintained by these shoes, the food may come back to its former deformity.
Okay.
So this is the crucial moment where we really talk more, a lot to the parents, the caregiver, to take this phase. And this is a phase that does not need now the casting, which is so tiresome, that take weeks. It is in the first place when we remove the casting. Before the casting, usually there is, the food may not be completed, that is ready to be foot into the cast.
Mm.
At times, it is still very tight.
Mm.
So this one demands a tenotomy. Tenotomy is a surgical procedure where the foot that is tied is just is cut or released so that it will move very, very flexible. It become flexible.
Okay.
Then in that, now we can be able to foot it the shoes that we make. We call it braces.
So that means someone has to be to keep on putting on the braces until.
Yeah, that is why you put the first after we remove the tenotomy.
Mm.
Then you put it 3 weeks.
Mm.
This 3 weeks is just to allow healing of that procedure. That during the we do that procedure of cutting the Achilles tendon.
Mm.
Then after that, these 3 weeks now we remove, we put these braces. This is called the shoes to maintain the foot in the corrected position.
Okay.
So this one is the crucial moment. This now we have to take 1 week first to teach the mother how to put properly the shoes.
Mm.
Because if you don't train the mother, just you put anyhow, it will just cause some wounds or bruises, and also will make the foot to come back.
Mm.
So this process will follow. Now, when it is in the process of maintaining, there is no much problem. It is just you to follow it very simple. Just when you say 2 weeks, you come to the center, we see. Then after that, we give 3 months.
Mm.
3 months, we follow, you come to the center.
Mm.
Then after that, when you see the child, is the food is correcting very well, you advise also. Now we give six months.
Mm.
This 6 months, we just follow until the child reaches what? 4 to 5 years.
Okay.
And this one already, when you reach 4 to 5 years, the bone is already now, already formed. There's no any resistance to any deformity.
Right.
The child can walk normal and become perfect.
Right.
And
so the treatment typically takes 5 years.
Yeah, for 4 to 5 years.
Four to five years.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. And have you registered? I mean, what are some of the successful stories? Do parents come back to thank you for the job well done sometimes?
In fact, even from the beginning, when the parents see their foot was in the position, when it's corrected, they see that it's correcting very well, that is the moment they feel even very, very happy and calm.
Mm.
So, in fact, there are many successful stories that we see children walking and they're normal, playing very well. And this is the crucial moment that give us hope and happiness to others. And they were able now to tell their testimony to others that they did not believe that the treatment really is correcting.
Mm.
So they were, you bring them most of the time to explain to the other people that they don't understand how the treatment is. They became the testimony through the successful stories that we have recorded.
Right. Right. Thank you so much, Hakim, because we're running out of time. What is your last word on the importance of reaching out for help when one has a child with a condition? You can speak in Arabic, and also just to summarize.
Yeah, I think I will just speak in English, then I summarize.
Okay.
So to the listeners, the good news is that despite many beliefs that people believe that clubhood, maybe others call it that is a curse from God, or is the blame is forced on the mother that we might have done something wrong during when she's pregnant.
Mm.
All those beliefs are not. The reality is that clubfoot can be treated. And through this process that I mentioned, we can treat clubfoot, and the joy and the happiness or the success can be seen through the evidence-based practices that we do in the center.
We are speaking about clubfoot, and I'm happy to have Dr. Hakim Clement here, a physiotherapist working with children living with disabilities at the Usratuna Rehabilitation Center. So far, this is the only center in South Sudan that is correcting such conditions in the country, and he says that at the center, there are about 8 certified physiotherapists. Welcome, Hakim. Belarabi.
Sukran hasemeen vikun arabi besit ana bistamilo arabi vita konyo konyo besite ana borile mus main vita ana tamira fm lela ana bonus bi mira fm an almarad bigul club food al club food del tabande marad al jena degi wole du mo min umu hina min batn ba muskla tazoltani sabab to ma ba arufu kan hasil sunu al jawole du bezeligo jol wole du taban to agala tagalik taninas ba amin gali bigun kan jena wole du zere bigun de lana lana min rabona awzol amulu aja batal al lokatia al jibu ajadel wajadel kulu de wonu san sakin mabe hasil al kweze le museveni amara dalana bugulu gal klapur al kitabu kurata zena al mas bijua al kanjena woledude ilaj topi ana goni zugale ana ilaju klapur defi marka sanata usratuna al lugha arabia our family usratuna rehabilitation center hinaga nagi ilaju marade lakini al saba base finance ni fogo junub sudan ya center wahid vessel ilaju marade yala fi nas baydin ma baarf umon bija min bayti nak katatan fi afanail alinil nak o bahar al gazal umon der za fi center lakini beda ma biteriga o upit juice min nas ma baarf keb ubi la juice sunu ubi la juwen umunuza tubijibu wasan kebi marka sasan bi ilaju ukanu ojai ni ubigeni fi beta munu so daya ajat ketir al daiman adiat ketir al gikutu nas ma bagder ligo ilaj le klaput o klapu del taban sabab to kan ma ilajo bigun sunu biji asil muskla ketir jena ma bagder libis gizma jena ma bagder barimarat ma biru geni pi muktama ba takuba ma pi muktama barimarat ma biru api medresa ma bagder ruwa api medresa asan barimarat bi kafu dufa to bigun ba ata kufogo o bi kafu ukaman ma biligo sokol na sanin ma bagder odilo sokol asan kep nas gaye nugalana bodi le zol le sokol jolal gidor zere kurato mako ezekep so asan kida ilaj tofi ana worile musamein algali kanta un ligo mara de kasatan min usra min muktama kelta kun jibu pi asan keb side ta kun asan keb keli jibu opi munajamata nina al biga arufu asan anamu tenowir awareness muktama mun biga ba ararufu kan ligo mun bi side gizibu iyalde asan kef annabi ilaju o ilaji to daiman o wain marad yom to wes wahid wain marad fizbu alo yom talata fizbu annakulu gila yom marad de yom kamil taban jaman to mo baro ladi kan na kala su zola la akir de ya bi kelim gale kalas jaman to inta yala vada kan na bi ferre fi biu de lagi jol ban marad bo sul taban o saban jol bo giv ma fi zol bi genitet jol bo gi min savas and kev ilaji wana murta asan kev ana gaye nunitiza to min iyalal tanin bidor al tanin biga zaru galabo utanin gijagi sukur zol ngali sukuran takun maf ajal mun bodi lenna lakin kel rabu na bariko ude ajal kutunna biga kutu guwa tanna kulu san keban nabi gadim pi junu sudan wana bi won worile kasatan le kuma bitana kan keligun program tani ala ke amul tunawir al am le belet tana kulu fi wilayat kulu o administrative areas al mujud fi junub sudan asan kef mara de lazim kelna ligoteriga asan keban na kaman bo rosul asan bi resonance asan kep bi la jukep taban ban marat fi musespayat mun baruf gal mara de ade lakin ma bi teriga san mo ma baruf gi la jukep so asan kidan al li indi kibra de an na bayru bi side nas fetena bi teriga zere ana gamu tonowiral amalela fi mirai ebem asan keli nas kulu aruf gale ilaj stopi kel mona multeriga kep almon bosul fi mahal al bagder saido mon
Hakim Clement shukran jazilan okay thank you so much and Hakim Clement is a physiotherapist working with children living with disabilities at the Usratuna Rehabilitation Center thank you and that was the first of our disability series with the OVCI South Sudan